My name is Ashlyn, and today is June 15th. I'm speaking with Brendan Hill, and we are recording in Missoula, Montana. Today, we're going to be talking about what it's like to be a Wenatchee Valley College baseball player. Are you ready?
Yeah, I got a joke for you first.
Okay.
A little baseball joke to get things open.
Okay.
What's a baseball player's least favorite Star Wars movie?
You know, I couldn't tell you.
The Umpire Strikes Back. Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Okay.
What do you got for me?
All right. First question is, when you were a kid, did you ever see yourself where you are at right now?
Well, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be a professional sports athlete, whether it was baseball, basketball, or football. I had always grown up being a three-sport athlete, and I mean, I feel like that's most little kids' dreams when they're growing up, because they look up to people in the sports world, so that's something that they normally want to do. When I was a kid, I skipped the whole college part, honestly, and I was just thinking, like, I want to do this. And then I'll play my little league years and my high school years, and then I'll be in the MLB. So, I mean, I guess maybe I saw myself where I'm at right now.
What would you say is the what makes that a maybe? You just thought you were just going to go into the MLB right after high school, or?
I mean, the whole college process never was something that really crossed my mind when it came to sports, which, I mean, for basketball, you don't have to, but, like, for baseball, you have to go to college, and then there's rookie, A, AA, AAA, and then the MLB. So there's a lot more to it than I had ever known when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just say no. I didn't expect to be where I am now, but I still thought I'd be playing a sport.
So going back to high school, you said you played three sports, right?
Yes.
So did you have any, like, contemplation of, like, what sport you wanted to play? Or was baseball, like, your favorite? Like, it was pretty easy.
When I was growing up, people told me that I was best at baseball for the most part. I think my absolute favorite was football, because I still, to this day, think there's no better feeling than a Friday night going out and having your entire school behind you in your city.
In a tackle, or what? You miss a contact?
Yeah, contact's good. I'm kind of a aggressive person sometimes. You don't really have that same aspect in baseball. I mean, you hit a ball, which is, I guess, the closest thing you got in there. But no, I think football was my favorite for the most part. But I think baseball was probably what I was best at.
Well, lucky for you, like, you're good at multiple sports, so it's good for you that you're able to have that backup, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Next question. How did you get here, and what got you to this point?
Well, for the longest time, I didn't even know if I was going to play college sport. I had been pushed, like, my entire high school career and high school, just, I guess, in high school in general, like, you need to go to college, you need to do this, like, you need a college education. So it wasn't until at least December, January of my senior year, I decided to finally start, like, looking and trying to maybe play a college sport, because that could give me some direction as to what I want to do. So I called my coach that I was playing for at the time in high school, and him and I talked about colleges he knew that were good. I emailed a couple colleges in Washington in the NWAC area.
What made you want to go to Washington?
Because
that's, what, two states away?
I mean, it's, like, it's not super far. I'm in Missoula, Montana, so it's, like, from here to Wenatchee, it's about 5.5, which isn't bad. But for college, I didn't want to stay close. I didn't want to go far, so it's, like, a good happy medium.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the only coach that got back to me was Coach Clanton, and I was able to go on a visit in late February, I think. And I mean, I went down there, I tried out, he liked me, I liked it there, and I was just like, okay, like, where do I sign? This is where I'll go, and I'll try to figure out my life from here, I guess.
How do you like Washington?
It's good. I think Montana's better, personally, but that's also because I've been from Montana my whole life.
Yeah. So, when you say what got you to this point, you'd say, like, your high school coach or what?
Yeah, probably. He definitely had a big impact on my baseball career. And just in general, he's a really, really smart guy. He's one of the most well-known coaches in Montana. He's been coaching for 30 years, so.
Nice. You say, I don't know if whoever is listening knows that Montana doesn't have high school baseball, like, with their high school. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. It's kind of annoying in that aspect, too, because we have Legion baseball, which is basically high school baseball, but just not for your high school. It's just the towns in general. So, like, Missoula, there's three high schools, and you can pick from anyone from Missoula or towns that are just over, that are small enough. But, like, you go to, like, Billings and Bozeman, like, there's multiple schools there, or there will be, and you can just pick and choose from those areas and have a team.
So, any pro baseball player you look up to and why? Who is that?
For me personally, it would probably be Mike Trout.
He's solid.
Because I think he's one of the best to ever do it, especially right now. He had an insane season before he ended up getting injured, but he plays the game the right way, which is nice to watch.
What's the right way?
Like, on a routine ground ball, he'll still run it out.
Okay.
And he always, like, you can tell he's always giving his effort, and his numbers show how hard he works outside of playing time, too. So that's something good to see and something good to look up to in a professional athlete.
Okay. So going to your college year, did you enjoy your college experience?
Are you saying college with baseball or just college in general?
Either one. Probably we can start off with baseball.
I guess it was not what I thought it was going to be.
Can you explain?
I guess I kind of had a plan as to how I thought it would go. Was to where, like, you know, I come there, you know, I'd be a starter. It'd be as simple as that. And then we'd just go through practices and then we'd go play. And it didn't turn out that way.
Mm-hmm.
We went down there. I was producing what I thought was good. And then the nice thing about college and sports is they can humble yourself and realize you need to work harder. So that was something that I noticed. And then COVID came around too. So, I mean,
yeah,
that was also never something that I thought would happen. Obviously, I don't think anybody thought it would happen. So, yes, in the aspect of it was nice to get away and experience life by myself and sports by myself, but in no way did it go any way I thought it would.
Yeah. How did you like the normal college experience? Just a little.
I feel like
school-wise and stuff, because school is different in college, obviously. You're taking 3 classes rather than, what, 7? So.
I mean, I feel like, for the most part, Wenatchee was kind of like just like my high school. I came from a fairly bigger high school in Montana. It was AA, but we had about 1,200 kids in our school, our high school. So it was nice in the aspect I only had 3 classes. And I was still, like, I guess equally as hard as some of the classes I took in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it wasn't bad by any means. I'm not a huge fan of school in general, so that doesn't really help, but.
What was your worst experience you had with baseball?
In college?
Yes.
It's just sad. Okay. So I get to first, I'm having like a bad day hitting anyway. We're playing just a scrimmage in it with our team, split into 2 teams because we have like 40 kids. And I'm getting my lead off at first. Coach gives me the steal sign. I go to steal, and I go to dive head first, and then I fall. Instead of just sliding in the bag, I kind of like bounce and my hand stick.
Cause it was it wet.
It was kind of thick, but I was the only one that was having a problem sliding. And then, so that was the first time that day. About, I don't know, like two at bats later, I'm on first again. He gives me a steal sign again. I go, this time I full on stick. Like I just like smack the ground. I smack my face in the ground. I mean, I got a bloody nose. I got my mouth that's just all cut up. I got a huge puffy lip. And everyone's just kind of looking at me. And I was just like, that is just so bad. And then the next scrimmage, I'm just getting a routine ground ball in the outfield and I just trip and fall.
Just out of, on the grass?
Like, yes. Just like. It didn't make any sense. And then our shortstop comes up to me and he goes, you know, you're the most athletic, unathletic person I've ever met in my life. Thank you. That's, I guess, a great thing to have. I don't know. That was something.
So going to a more positive note, what was the best memory you had with baseball?
It wasn't so much as to one specific memory. It was more of...
like a feeling?
I feel like a progression is a better word. Because I was able to have more coaches who had different understanding, different players who had a better understanding of the game. I was able to figure out a lot of things about my swing, which I had not known growing up because I had never really had a specific hitting coach. I had coaches who knew some stuff about hitting.
Well, like... When you're athletic in your hometown and you're doing fine, no one's really gonna correct you if it's not too terrible. I noticed that with me too, so I could see that.
Yeah, but it was also frustrating because when I got to college, I realized how bad my swing was, and I wish somebody would have told me that. I was like, "Is that really what I look like?" It's like, I wouldn't want to go watch that. But it's a lot. It's just kind of like you're doing math. You know, like, you can't keep doing the problem over and over. You don't get it. You don't get the right answer. And then finally, like, something clicks in your brain and you understand what you're doing. Yeah. And you just have that satisfaction. And it's just such a good feeling. That's kind of what I had towards the end.
Yeah, and it can be something really little, too.
So, I mean, that was nice, but it was a little frustrating at the beginning.
Yeah. Okay, so you say you're from Montana. That's two states away. Did you ever get homesick?
When I got there the first day, I moved into the dorms. I was just like, oh man, I do not want to live in these. I was used to being in, I had the biggest room in my house. We found out after we already built it, and I was like, okay, that's fine with me. It's only bigger than my parents by like a foot, but I was like, okay, that's cool. Like big house, big room, big bed. Go to the dorms, tiny room. Kind of dirty, split it with two people, six people in a pod. I was just like, I don't know, man. And then I sleep the first night. I'm fine. My parents are staying one more night. I still see them. After they leave and I go to bed the next day, I'm just like, I'm in bed all day. Like, my head hurts, my stomach hurts. I'm just like, oh, this is rough, man. And after that, it got a lot better. Because then... we're all going to the field, we're doing stuff. And then it started to feel like I was playing like Legion baseball again in a way.
Like your travel ball.
Yeah, because it felt like I was staying in a hotel almost for the most part, because I'd just be with my teammates and then we'd go to the field and do stuff and we'd go hang out all the time and do stuff with each other. So it didn't really feel like I was living somewhere else. It kind of just felt like I was... on a little trip. So it wasn't after the first like 2 days, it wasn't bad. It was nice coming home, but like I felt confident with myself on my own.
Yeah, for sure. I guess you're pretty lucky, like living in a pod with like a bunch of teammates. I think that probably helped a little bit.
Yeah, it also can be kind of hard sometimes too, because you know, guys can get on each other's nerves a lot too, especially when they're all competitive. So
yeah. What role did your family play in the process of you getting there?
My family always sacrificed a lot for me, which I was really grateful for. They really helped me in the aspect of being able to pay for, you know, like the hotels, like I said, that we go to, or food. If I needed to get to practice, they were always able to get me there and get me home. It's just a very, very good feeling to know that you had parents that were able to do that. It makes you feel really good. And as you, the older you get, you realize the more sacrifices they made to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I feel like I never really thanked them enough, but I was also thankful for them. But, I mean, I feel like I should also go thank them after this interview, too, and let them know, like, I really appreciate everything you guys did for me, because when my sister, so I have an older sister,
mm-hmm.
and she wanted to play travel softball, but at the time, they didn't really have the money for it. And then, like, 4 years later, I'm trying to play travel ball, and they finally had some more money to where we could do that. So it was really nice to have that. I mean, it made me feel really bad for my sister because she didn't get that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So it made me be more grateful for the opportunity that I did have.
Yeah, and you went somewhere with it. You're playing college ball too, so.
It's pretty crazy. You can tell your kids you're a college athlete now.
Yeah. What was a team and what was it like? Or how was a team, sorry, and what was it like?
Just a very diverse group of guys.
Mm-hmm.
You had your cowboys, you had your city boys, you had your social people, you had your antisocial people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just cool when you have a bunch of guys from different places who don't know each other that can come together and form a team that, you know, could be pretty good and compete with other people. So if COVID hadn't happened, I think we would have had a pretty good season, but I don't know, I just never got to see, so.
Yeah.
It's only what I had
kind of
inferred, I guess,
of yeah.
what we thought we would be.
How is this different from high school baseball? Which one did you like more?
Okay, so with college baseball, you just, you're nonstop, you're always doing something for yourself and the team.
Yeah.
So.
Well, can you describe what that means?
In when I was in high school baseball, we just had practice, and that was it. Then you'd show up for games,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. If you wanted to lift, you could go lift. If you wanted to stay after or go early, you could do that too. I was one of the kids who actually had keys to our field, so I was able to go early and stuff. Then you get to college, then you don't have keys to the field and stuff like that. You have times when you could go, but most of us don't have keys because it is a college field, and we share it with the Apple Sox. So it's a well-taken care of field. They don't want anybody on there who shouldn't be on there. But, I mean, we would go from, like, a three or four hour long practice, and then we'd go to weights for about an hour and a half or so, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little less, depends on the workout. Then we go to an hour and a half, two-hour study hall. These are all mandatory things that we had to go to. And then we'd go home, and that was after our classes. So practices started at 3. And then we'd have a long day. We'd have to pack snacks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, for the longest time, all of us just felt like we didn't have enough time in the day.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's good. It keeps you busy. It keeps you out of trouble. But it's just sometimes you're just like, okay, I need a minute.
Yeah. Well, in the winter, didn't you guys have to do it in the mornings instead before yeah. class?
So, somehow, we drew the short end of the stick out of all athletes, and we had to use the weight room in the morning because that was the only time it was open. So we'd have weights and a conditioning little circuit that we would do too. So we'd get up at about 5 or 5:15, go over to the gym at about 5:30, start at 5:45, I believe. And then we do our little conditioning circuit, 45 minutes, and then we go work out. And then we'd have to hurry home, eat if we can, shower, get ready, and then go to class because some of us had 8 a.m., so that was really difficult. I mean, that it sucked getting up early, but in the aspect of I had more time after I was done with class and practice because then I was just done.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice, but I mean,
college athlete, it's your job. Like, that's what you sign up for.
I know, and
yeah,
and it's also frustrating because it's nice to have some cash to do things.
To get a job, yeah.
But there's no way you could have one and be a college athlete at the same time. That's why a lot of college athletes struggle, and that's why a lot of people actually stop playing college athletics, is because they don't have enough money to pay for
even like basics, just food, huh?
Yeah, you run out of money, you don't have time, so they have to quit so they can get a job and provide for themselves.
Yeah.
So they don't go in debt and just take out loans and hope they can pay it back someday.
Mm-hmm. So as we're getting close to ending, what would you change anything, or do you love what you're doing, or what, like, I guess what I'm asking is, would you change anything if you could?
If I could go back, like, do I have a limit as how far as I could go back, or can I just say if I could go back? If I could go back to when I was a freshman, I would tell my younger self to just get your butt in the weight room, work out, and just go as absolute as hard as you can in every sport. I stopped playing basketball my sophomore year. I didn't start taking weights. I took weights, like, seriously, like, freshman year. And then I still worked out, but not as seriously as I did towards after football season of my senior year. So, yeah, I would definitely tell myself to get in the weight room more. Going into senior year, I was 145. After football, I started working out more. I got up to 170. Go to college, the highest I got up to was 186. So I had plenty of room for muscle growth. I would have just told myself to work harder. And I would have reached out to more schools for recruiting, whatever sport I was doing. Because people had always talked about that. But, I mean, granted, I didn't know what I wanted to do and whether I was going to play college sports or not. So, I mean, I wish I would have done that sooner, too. So I could have got my name out there. I could have figured stuff out. I don't know. I mean...
So how was your overall experience? Really looking forward to next year and stuff, because you still got one more year. Well, I guess technically you have two more years of eligibility, but for sure one, finished school. So yeah, what's it looking like,
so
for your personal
overall, if you can play a college sport, I would say do it. It can be very stressful at times because you have to worry about your grades more than normal, because if you're not having a passing grade, you will not play. You have to worry about the food you eat, so you have to worry about having enough money to get the food. You have to be taking care of your body, working out, getting enough sleep, eating the right things in your body. I don't think I would, if I could go back, I wouldn't not play. But I think anybody who can, they should definitely give it a shot.
You would not play?
No, I would.
Oh.
Play.
You meant to say wouldn't not play.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you have an opportunity, if you have some money somewhere, give it a chance. Try 1 year, see how it goes. If you don't like it, if you can't afford it, quit. If you end up loving it, keep going, because more often than not, you find people you really care about, coaches you really care about when you get to a higher level, and they want to help you and develop you. So it can help you develop some really good friendships and relationships. But I would, if anyone's on the fence that hears this, I would definitely say give it a shot.
You make so much friends. Like, yeah.
Because you got
40 people on your team.
Yeah, you got teammates. I mean, most athletes, at least the JUCO, when actually we're at, for the most part, most athletes stick together in the aspects they hang out, whether they're on different sports or not. So we all kind of look out for each other. It's kind of just a family within a family. Like, you got your smaller group of friends, it's a family, but then your whole team, like, you'd do anything for any one of those guys. It's just one of those things where it's a bond that...
Y'all go through it together.
Yeah. You just become like one group that would do anything for each other. So
nice.
It's really cool.
I like it. All right, so I ran out of questions. Thanks, Brendan, for letting me ask you them.
Of course, thank you for asking them to me.
Yeah.
All right.